Hey everybody, this week we're talking about our discussion groups, welcome nights, our new series Devoted, and the winter weekend redo. Welcome to the brand new C3 Students Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to the brand new C3 Students Podcast. We're kicking this off because one of the things that we realize is we have a lot of things happening right now at C3 Students. And the purpose of this podcast is wanting to try to create more ways, more opportunities to keep you connected with all the things that are happening at C3 Students. But it's not going to be just an announcement podcast. It's going to be an interactive podcast. It's going to be a podcast where we're going to invite students, leaders, church leaders, different folks to come and be a part of this podcast, because yes, we'll spend some time going over announcements and the things that are coming up at C3 Students, but we also want to make this a place for encouragement and for help and for additional information. Maybe sometimes we'll be talking a little bit more about whatever we're talking about on Tuesday nights as part of our series. Maybe there's a little more information that we want to share with you that we didn't have time to share with you on Tuesday night, or maybe it wasn't appropriate for Tuesday night. And so we want to bring more information in here and share that with you. Or maybe we want you to get to know our leaders a little bit. So we're going to have our leaders here, and we'll have a chance to share their story and their testimony and talk about some of the things God's done in their lives as ways of encouraging you guys. I hope to get the pastors on the podcast. You guys will get a chance to meet them, hear from them, hear a little bit of their stories, all sorts of stuff like that as we just move forward. But we want this to be a podcast that's for you. And so one of the ways that we need this to work is we want to hear from you. And so questions, ideas, comments, whatever it is that you're thinking about, shoot us an email, drop a text to me, go to our website and leave some comments there. But we want to make this a resource and a help and something that you would look forward to listening to every week. Now, here's our goal with the podcast. We want to do this as a weekly. It'll probably start off maybe as a bi-weekly podcast. It means every other week we'll put something out until we get things up and running to a place where we can do something every single week. At some point, I'm hoping to be joined by some of our leaders as co-hosts, maybe even have a couple of you guys, some of our students here with me co-hosting the podcast. And so we want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of this. So like I said, it's something that you want to listen to. And our goal, like I said, maybe every other week starting off, but hopefully go to every week. And our plan is for this to drop every Friday morning so that you have it before the weekend. It'll be a great reminder of the things that are coming up, and that'll be a little bit of encouragement for you going into the weekend. Okay, so let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into things and let's get this first episode of the C3 Student Podcast up and running. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, well, first off, we want to send a welcome and an invitation to all students, everyone who's listening. Welcome to our first podcast. We are excited to have you here. Really, one of the goals that we have, actually, is probably our main goal we have here at C3 Students is our purpose statement. And that is that C3 Students exists to help students just like you with their next steps of faith in Jesus Christ. And really what that boils down to is we're here to help encourage you and walk alongside you as you pursue a life with Jesus. And so we're super excited to be able to come alongside of you and be a part of that journey. Now, if you're new to the podcast, or maybe you're just scrolling through podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts and you came across one that's for students, we are a student ministry. We're the student ministry of Covenant Community Church. We go by C3. We're located in Wheeling, West Virginia. Our student ministry meets every week on Tuesday evenings from 6:45 to 8:45 p.m. That time frame includes dinner, which starts at 6:45 and goes until about 7:10. So students are able to come join us for dinner, grab something to eat, hang out around the tables with other students, and just connect with each other and our leaders. And then everything gets started around 7:10. We jump into our games. We have worship, we have teaching, we have fun. It's a great night designed and created for students. And so if you are a student in grades 6 through 12, and you find yourself in the Wheeling or the Ohio Valley, we would love to have you come and join us on a Tuesday night. If you are hearing us and you're in the Wheeling or the Ohio Valley community, we meet here every Sunday morning at C3 for worship that begins at 10 o'clock. It's a worship service for both students and adults. So we welcome you to come and be a part of that. And it's a great opportunity for you to bring your family, because we have our kids ministry, C3 Kids, that also meets during that time frame. And that is for toddlers all the way up through grade 5. And so if you're looking for a church, if you're looking for a student ministry and you're in the area, we would love to have you visit us. The best place, or maybe the first place to go, check us out. If you're looking for student information, go to c3studentswheeling.com. And if you would like some information about the church, visit us at c3wheeling.com. And of course, you look us up on the social media. For students, it's C3 Students Wheeling. And for all of the other church stuff, just look up at C3 Wheeling. So that's a little bit about us. Here's what you need to know. All right, what you need to know is our way of bringing you up to speed with all things that are happening here at C3 Students. And so let's jump into this. Discipleship groups. We had a number of things that are happening. So if you want, you can write these things down. If not, you can go to our website and you can get all the information for all these things that are coming. So let me just run through them with you. First off, this Sunday, March the 13th, right after our 10 o'clock service, we are having our Class 101. Now, this is a an opportunity for students who are new to their faith or just checking out the church, trying to understand things, figure things out, maybe have questions. It's a great place if you are visiting or new to come out with your questions and begin to learn a little bit more about the church. We'll talk about topics like what is salvation, what is baptism, what is the Lord's Supper. We're going to go over things like what we believe as a church and what our church purpose is. We'll talk about our student ministry purpose and our student ministry strategy. We'll answer any questions you have and basically just help you take those first steps in your relationship with Jesus Christ, whether you've already started that or just questioning and wondering. Class 101 is a perfect place for you to come and be a part of that. Now, it is coming up this Sunday, the 13th, right after the 10 o'clock service. We will go from 11:15 to 12:15, and you do need to sign up for this. And you can do that simply by going to our website, clicking on the link for Class 101, and signing up for this week's Class 101. We do these classes once a month, one Sunday a month. And so this is Class 101 here in March, and we'll do Class 201 in April. So be looking forward to that. If you are a little further beyond, you've been maybe have bigger, deeper questions, or maybe just want to pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus, let me introduce you to Pizza, Pepsi, and Bibles. This is our intensive Bible study for students who are ready and wanting to go a little deeper in their faith. We call this an intensive Bible study because this is a four-hour Bible study where we get together one Sunday a month for 4 hours. We have dinner together, we hang out for a little bit, but then we jump into the Bible. And the way we do this discipleship group is we literally read through a chapter and then go through and talk verse by verse about it and look at some of the theological implications, some of the practical implications. We try to answer bigger questions like, how do we see God in this? What is God trying to say to us in this? And then how do we modify or change our lives to reflect the things that God is calling us to live out in our daily lives? And with this, we talk on and touch on a number of different church doctrines. And like I said, it's a theological discussion. So we really focus on what we're trying to learn about God and what he's trying to teach us. And so if you're ready for a discussion like that, where you want to just go deeper, then Pizza, Pepsi, and Bibles is a place where you want to come and join us. Now, our next one's coming up Sunday, March the 20th from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. It's going to meet at the Higham House. And once you sign up for that, you'll get the address and information of where to meet us. But we do need you to sign up because we want to make sure we have enough pizza for everybody. And you'll need to make sure you bring your Bible, a notebook, and a pen, because we're going to encourage you to write things down, highlight, underline, all those type of things. So make sure you have a Bible, make sure you have a pen, and make sure you have something to write with. So the next one, like I said, it's coming up Sunday, March the 20th. So make sure you go to the website and sign up for that. All right, next in our discipleship group lineup, we have two Thursday evening get-togethers that happen each week from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. on Thursday night. The first one for the girls is this. If you are grades 6 through 12, we're doing a girl study for all of our girls, and we're using this, Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen. You want to come and be a part of this. It's a great study. Would encourage you to come and be a part of that. Again, you do need to sign up for that. So sign up and then bring $10 for your book. You get to keep the book. You can write in it. You can highlight in it. You can put notes in it. It's your book. We're covering some of the cost, and then we're asking you to chip in and cover some of the costs. That way you have that book as your personal resource. And then for high school guys, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, but we're currently going through this book, Every Young Man, God's Man. It's a fantastic book. We are having a really great time reading through it and discussing it. Like I said, it's a $10 book, so make sure you bring $10 for the book. We're only a couple chapters in, so if you would like to still join us, you're more than welcome to jump in. And again, both of these discipleship groups meet on Thursday evenings from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and currently they are both meeting at C3. If we have any changes, we'll let you know. Now, this past week, we announced all of these things as part of our end of night announcements. And middle school guys, you started asking, what about the middle school guys? Well, we have not forgotten about you. We're just working on something special for you guys. And we're going to make a big announcement as to what that is coming up on Tuesday, March the 22nd. So we haven't forgotten about you. We've been working on some fun plans for you guys. We think you're going to love this. And we'll announce what that looks like on Tuesday, March 22nd. So be patient and be watching, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Middle school guys, you're going to have a great time in what we're about to do. So don't miss out on that. Join us March the 22nd as we announce that. All right, this past week, we also announced that this coming Tuesday night, the 15th of March, is our welcome night. And so a little different from what we normally do on our regular Tuesday night schedules. Welcome nights are really designed to be more of a night where we have some fun, kick back, relax, and just enjoy being together. We do a shorter time of worship. We do a shorter introductory message for our new series. But the bulk of the time is just focused on hanging out with you guys, playing a bunch of games, and having a lot of fun. Dinner will start at 6:45, and then around 7:10, 7:15, we'll jump into the games and the fun. We've got a bunch of giveaways. We got some surprises. It's going to be a great night. And really what we want you to do is part of welcome night is we want you to bring your friends. So if there is someone that you've been wanting to bring to C3 students or introduce them to C3 students, this would be the perfect opportunity for you to bring them out. It'll be a great night of fun, a great night of prizes, and a great night to connect with each other. So make sure you're joining us. It is St. Patrick's Day week. So this particular welcome night, we're encouraging everybody to wear green. We're going to have some fun with that. And yeah, it's going to be a great night. So we hope to see you at welcome night this coming Tuesday, March the 5th. And then we made a quick announcement at the end of Tuesday night's announcement. announcement reel. And here's a little bit more information, but we are so excited to finally be announcing our winter weekend redo. As many of you guys know, because of a severe ice storm followed by a heavy snowfall, we were forced to postpone our winter weekend back in February. And we have been trying desperately to get a weekend where we can reschedule this and make it happen. But we just kept hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And so finally, we've just decided, you know what, we're going to do something in-house, and we're going to do our very best to make this as fun and as exciting as possible. And so here's what we can tell you right now, because we're still working on a few more details. We're still trying to narrow down and lock in some confirmed activities. But here's what we want you to know. The new weekend, winter weekend redo, is going to take place on April 1st and 2nd. It's going to be a Friday night into a Saturday. We're looking at being at the church sometime around 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'll hang out at the church for a little while, play some games. And then our plan is to go somewhere and do something fun. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because we're still locking that down. And I don't want to get your hopes up in case things don't work. But we will go and do something really fun on Friday night. We'll then come back to the church, spend the night in the church. We will be sleeping over in the church. So you'll need to bring air mattress. You'll need to bring sleeping bag. You'll need to bring stuff like that because all the groups will be assigned a room. And at the end of the night, you guys will all be put in rooms to get a little bit of sleep. And then we'll get up on Saturday morning, have some breakfast, do some more activities, wrap up our time together, and it looks like we're going to be done by noon on Saturday. So again, somewhere between 6 and 7, we'll kick things off on Friday, and then everything will wrap up on Saturday by noon. We got a lot of questions to still answer on this, but here's what I can tell you. If you signed up for the winter retreat, you will have first dibs to sign up for the winter weekend redo. And if you've already paid for the winter retreat, that money will be forwarded to cover the cost for the redo weekend. If the costs come in less, which we expect them to do, and if you've already paid for the full weekend, we will reimburse whatever costs we need to reimburse. Now, if you only have a deposit in, you will be asked to pay the balance of whatever the final cost will look like for the weekend. And then if you haven't paid it yet, but you are on the registration to go to the retreat, you'll need to still pay the full amount for the weekend when we announce that full amount. Also, we know that there was a lot of money that was donated for this weekend, and we still have that. We haven't used it, we haven't spent it, but we're going to be using it for this weekend. And so if you are one who donated to the winter weekend, you'll be receiving a letter from C3 students here in a couple of days, letting you know that these are our plans. And if you'd like, we'd still like to use your money for the purpose of the weekend. Registrations will go live on Tuesday, March the 15th. You'll be able to sign up at that point. And we are limiting space to 40 students. So it's going to be a little tighter than the winter retreat, but 40 students is going to have to be our limit. And so, like I said, if you were signed up for the winter retreat, you get first shot. If you'd like to participate, you can still sign up, but 40 students will be our limits. So watch for the registration links to drop. They'll do that on Tuesday, March the 15th, and you'll be able to sign up for that. All right, lastly here in the What You Need to Know department is our new series. We're calling it Devoted. We kick it off on Tuesday, March the 22nd. We'll be looking at Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. And I'm super excited about this because this comes at a really incredible point in the life of the church. Acts 2 is the where we find the church being birthed. Some exciting things are happening there. And so on the 15th, we're going to do a quick intro, give you some backstory of what's happening here, and then we're looking forward to jumping into our series on the 22nd. But here's just a sneak peek. We're going to be focusing on four things that we see in these verses, the topics of learn, serve, worship, and connect. And we're going to unpack those all with this, the question of what does it look like for us to live devoted? And so come be a part of that. We're going to answer that question. Have a lot of fun with this series. There'll be some special guest speakers that are going to come in and do some of the weeks. But it's going to be a great 4-week series. And it all kicks off on Tuesday, March the 22nd. So don't miss it. We look forward to seeing you there. And that is what you need to know. Okay, friends, like I said, more than just a bunch of announcements, we want this to be a podcast where we can encourage you, challenge you, help you to think more deeply about Jesus and to kind of walk with you as you chase after him. And so one of the things I want to do is make sure we take a few minutes in each episode to kind of bring up a topic that can encourage you or challenge you, or just to get you thinking about something maybe you've never thought about before. And this time, in this first episode, since Easter is quickly approaching, what I want to do is just to share with you a few things about Lent. Now, I don't know if you are even familiar or aware of Lent, but there's a couple of big things that happen in the church calendar. Obviously, we have Christmas and we have Easter. Those are two big things that we celebrate throughout the year here in the church. And each of those big celebrations come with a season of preparation. And so we talked a little bit back at Christmas about the season of Advent and how Advent was a reflection time as we look at what's coming. Advent means coming. And so we take the weeks leading into Christmas and we begin to focus on what's to come. And that is that Jesus is not only coming, his coming birth that we celebrate on Christmas morning, but his future coming, in that one day he will come and he will rescue us. And everything that we know here will change because Jesus will have come back. And we look forward to that. We'll talk about that when we get more into the Advent season. But we are in the season called Lent. And so I thought, let's talk just a few minutes about what Lent is and maybe encourage you to take this season and think a little bit more about what Easter might mean for you. So let me give you just a little bit here about what Lent is. Now, Lent is a time in the season, it's a season in the church calendar where we begin to look forward to and prepare for Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection. It begins on Ash Wednesday, which this year was March the 2nd, and it runs to what the church calls Maundy Thursday, which this year will be April the 14th. It's a 40-day season, not including Sundays. It's a 40-day season where we do things, we think on things like repentance, fasting, reflection, and celebration, and all of that is to help us kind of think through and reflect and remember what it looked like for Jesus when he was tempted in the wilderness. If you know the story, Jesus, after his baptism, went out into the wilderness, and while he was there, he was tempted by Satan, but it was 40 days of him getting away, and in those 40 days, he fasted and just prepared for what was about to come. And then we see in that story, you know, the devil comes and he tempts them three times, and Jesus refuses the temptation. He flees from it. He abstains from it. And from that, Jesus then jumps into his time of ministry. And so what we want to do is, during this season, we want to begin thinking about what it looks like for us to focus on Jesus's life, his ministry, his sacrifice, and his resurrection. And so what we want to do is we want to kind of encourage you guys to maybe look into this a little bit and maybe try to find something that helps you focus on Jesus during these weeks leading into Easter. Now, we're already a week into Lent. Like I said, it started last Tuesday, March the 2nd, with Ash Wednesday. But we are still have enough time left that we can still celebrate Lent. And so here are some things that maybe you might find helpful, things that we would encourage you guys to do to maybe help you focus on Jesus a little bit in these weeks. First one here is maybe commit to reading your Bible a little more in these weeks. If you have the practice of having a quiet time where you're just reading a couple of verses and you're meditating on them, maybe add to that over these next couple of weeks, maybe read something else or read a longer portion of the scriptures. Maybe take this time to look at the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All four of these gospels are the first four books of the New Testament. They all have the Easter story in them. And so maybe over the course of the next 4 weeks, you pick Matthew and you read his chapters on the Jesus's arrest and crucifixion and resurrection. Then maybe go to Mark and read Mark's account of it, and then go to Luke and read what Luke has to write about it. And then go to John and read what John has to say about these things. All of the stories are same, but each one has a slightly different twist to it, where each one brings a little bit of a different idea or picture into what's happening. And if you read all four of them, really what you see is the total event that happens. And so I would encourage you to read all four gospels. What we'll do is we can put in the show notes or in the description, we'll give you those Bible references, Matthew in the chapters, Mark in the chapters, Luke in the chapters, John in the chapters, and you guys can go ahead and read that. You may want to download the Bible app. The Bible app is a great resource. You can have it on your cell phone or you can have it on your device. But right now in Lent, there are a number of really good devotionals and readings that will help you think through and prepare for Easter. You can sign up for one of those and you can do one of those readings every day leading up into Lent. Or as you get into Holy Week, you can do one all through Holy Week. There's a lot of different options. So we would encourage you to go to the Bible app and look at their Lent devos and readings. And if you have a Right Now Media account through C3, you can go there. And there are a lot of great studies all for Lent that can help you focus on Jesus. And we'll actually have some of those Lent studies on our website where you can just go and you can click on them and it'll take you to Right Now Media and you can go through. So we've already done some of the work and given you some suggestions. So go to the website and you can look that up in the Grow on Your Own tab. Another way to be thinking about this is to look for a way to serve during this season. Maybe you can help out with something at C3. Maybe you can join one of the ministry teams. Maybe you can volunteer with something in the community or an organization in the community. And just for these next couple of days, sacrifice some of your time and some of your energy and some of your resources and go and volunteer. Serve somebody during this time. If you need to do something here at C3, just reach out to me and I'll help you get connected. And there's a lot of great resources in our community where you can connect with people and serve well. One of the big things that people like to do during the season of Lent is to fast. And it's not one of the things I first recommend because I think a lot of times we look at fasting the wrong way. And by that, what I mean is that a lot of times we think of fasting as an opportunity for us to give up something in order to get God to do something for us. And so we might say, hey, I'm going to give up chocolate because I want God to do something in my life, or I'm going to give up using my social medias for a while, or I'm going to give up eating on these days, or I'm going to give up, you know, drinking coffee or going to Starbucks during this time. A lot of people do that practice, and I'm not saying it's a bad practice. Here's my caution, is that make sure if you're going to fast, you're doing it for the right reasons. And so biblically, when we think about fasting, we think about a season where we are going to hear and listen for God, not to see what we can get him to do for us, but for what he wants us to do. So fasting comes with this idea of we're pushing something aside. We're getting something out of our distraction zone so that we can better focus and listen to God. Now, if you're coming into this and you're like, I'm going to fast because I want to see God do this, this, and this in my life, well, you might not see those results because fasting is not about what we're trying to get God to do for us. Fasting is about what God's trying to get us to do. And so if you want to fast, that's a great practice during Lent. And there's a number of things that you can give up during that season. You can give up food. You can give up things like your cell phone or your social media or stuff like that. And those are all things that are good. But if you're going to give something up, make sure you're replacing it with an opportunity to hear from God. And so maybe you're creating a quiet time where you're just sitting and listening. Maybe it's you having some worship music playing that helps you reflect on the goodness of God and his faithfulness in your life. Maybe it's reading through some scripture and seeing how God has been faithful throughout the many generations. So you're listening for God to speak to you. So don't go into fasting thinking that, you know, you're going to change God's mind or get God to do something for you. Go into fasting with the idea that you want to see, you want to hear what God wants you to do, what God's calling you to do. Consider maybe fasting, giving something up. And then the last thing that we want to encourage you to do is to begin to make plans to join us here at C3 for our Easter weekend. We are looking forward to celebrating Resurrection Sunday, and we're going to do that with three services this year. Saturday, April the 16th at 5:00 p.m. And then on Sunday, April the 17th, we'll have two services, one at 9:30 and one at 11:15. All these services will be identical, so you won't miss anything in one versus the other. They're just there for convenience for folks who have to work on Sunday. Maybe you're coming out on Saturday. For folks who have family stuff, they can come to 9:30 or they can come to 11:15, however you want to do it. We have three services, and we would love to invite you to come and be a part of Easter weekend here at C3. Maybe consider being a part of that. But bottom line, as we are in this Lenten season, Lent is all about us focusing on Jesus. And so we want to encourage you to do something that will help you reflect and think about Jesus, especially as we get ready for Easter, Holy Week, Resurrection, and just what that means for us in our faith. I'm reading a great book right now, written by a pastor named Joby Martin. It's called "If the Tomb is Empty, Anything is Possible." Maybe pick up a book that just talks about the Easter story and the implications of that. That helps you. Do something that helps you reflect and think about Jesus during this season. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for this first episode of the new C3 Student Podcast. Thanks for hanging in there. You can figure that each episode is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes long. And that's because we want to share some things that are happening at C3 Students, but we also want to give you something to help you take your next steps of faith. And so as we wrap up this first episode, a couple things to remind you of. Make sure that you visit the website, c3studentswheeling.com. Right there, you'll have all things that are happening. You can sign up for some of the things we talked about earlier, and we'll have a few Lenten resources there for you as well. So take advantage of those things and sign up for what you need to sign up for. Make sure that you're also following us on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Just go to @C3StudentsWheeling. Follow along with all the pictures and updates and reminders that we have for you there. And comment, participate, like, share, do all that stuff. We are thrilled that you guys are hanging out with us there. And don't forget, Class 101 this Sunday, March the 13th, 11:15 to 12:15. And then Welcome Night this coming Tuesday at 6:45. Don't forget to bring a friend. Don't forget to wear green. And that's going to do it. Thanks so much for being here. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you right back here next time on the C3 Students Podcast.